Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy draw me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you. And we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And then we're going to try to find ourselves worthy even of this day. This is the day that we've never seen before, that we'll never see again. We do thank God for the safety of those who was in the Halloween over the weekend. And you may not celebrate it, but nonetheless, it still exists. And that's what I was saying. Oftentimes we have holidays that come around that some people don't believe in. Well, you can't avoid them because they're on the calendar, and that day is right in your face, and you got to do something with it. And so we do pray for the safety of those who was out during the course of this weekend. Also, we want to just thank each one of you for being a part of this program, and Sister Brenda, all up in Detroit and Savannah, and Sister Janet, and all down around Rome, Georgia, and out in Florida, wherever you might be today. Thank you for joining in on this call for today. I want to encourage you at the Central Church of Christ. We're going to have our 24th church anniversary on December the 4th. It'll be the first Sunday in December, and the theme is going to be Restore My Soul. Many have just gone wild. Our bodies is in the church, but our minds are somewhere else. And we just need to be reconnected. We just need to be joined again with Christ some kind of way. And I guess speaker is going to be Brother Ed Keaton, who is the emeritus for the Boulder Crest Church of Christ. He retired several years ago, really. And then, of course, we're going to have a guest song leader, which is Patrick Bradshaw. And that is going to be someday. Our services don't normally last very long, but on that particular day, just don't worry about it, because when we get the good singing that we're going to have from Patrick, and then when we're going to get some of that good old preaching that we're going to have from Brother Keaton, the time will not matter. The time will not matter at all. Also, we've just come out of October month, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I hope that you put forth some kind of effort to do something during that particular month to recognize that. Now, just because the month is gone, we don't want to forget that. We still want to focus on that, but that's one that's on the calendar, and we did. We try to do the best we can. Every Sunday, I wore some kind of pink tie, a pink shirt or something of that sort, and we also had our little pins. And in our congregation, Anita Barton was the one who was heading that up and done an outstanding job with that. Not only did she head that up, she is a cancer survivor. And we had several cancer survivors in our church. And one Sunday, we got all the ladies together in one room as she presented her story about her cancer survivor. And so that turned out real, real, real great. So we're just so happy to have you on the program today. And this is a prayer call. And I pray to change me. You know, sometimes we pray oftentimes for things, for tangible kinds of things. But God is not only in the tangible kind of things, blessing, but he's also in the spiritual sides of blessings, blessing for us. And so when I pray, you know, I pray not only for God to bless me and to bless my family, but I also pray that I might be a blessing to somebody else. And that's what we ought to do today, is to be a blessing for somebody or to somebody else. So why should we pray to the Lord? We know that he's omnipotent, omniscient, and we know he's omnipresent. So why should we even ask him about anything? He already knows the outcome, but if you think back on your mama and your daddy, it looked like they was hooked up with Jesus, because they looked like they knew everything we was getting ready to do before we did it and how it was going to turn out. But anyway, he already knows the outcome. So So he has given us the free will, and that's the key right there. We have a free will. He knows what we will do before we even do it, according to Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13 and verse number 8. His ways are not our ways, in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. So why pray to the Lord? One reason we pray to the Lord is because he commands it. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17, pray without ceasing. Now, that don't mean that you go around all day long just mumbling out loud, somebody pick you up and take you somewhere and then have you locked up. But it means to be in a prayerful attitude, to be in a prayerful condition. I know I've noticed over the years sometimes when you go to a gospel meeting or you visit another church, one of the ministers, if they recognize you and they know you, and they'll ask you, say, can you lead the closing prayer? I've known some brethren who say, I didn't come prepared. We are always prepared to pray. Every moment is a time for prayer. In fact, if you happen to call your friend today, if you call one of your friends today, and you in some kind of way in that conversation, and you're talking, and they say, you know, I'm just not feeling well today, and this is just not a real good day for me. Stop right then and have a prayer with them on the phone, unless you're too embarrassed to do that. Stop right then. Don't say, well, honey, I'll pray for you, or something like that. No, don't say, I will pray for you. Stop and pray right then on the phone for that individual. And you'd be surprised how that would change your attitude about some things. Very few people pray on the phone, but that's what it is. This is a prayer line. This is a prayer call. This is one of those things that God has given us, that one of those avenues that we can use. And so why pray? We pray because he commands it in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 17. And because he glorifies him, according to Psalm 103. Because it strengthens our faith whom we pray to him. And because we are dependent upon him, Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I'm just wondering, as we go through life, do you know when the Spirit is moving with you or in you? Now, I know that we're in the church, because I see your bodies in the church. But I'm wondering how many of you on this call that the church is in you. I notice your body, because we show up, we got 20, we got 30, 40, 50 people, something of that sort. But I'm just wondering how much of the church is in you. Have you recognized when this, now most people don't believe in the miraculous miracles and all those kind of things, and I don't either, because we don't have no faith healers. A matter of fact, when this pandemic hit, I don't know where them jokers went. They must have went underground somewhere, because I ain't heard nobody heal nobody from pandemic, from COVID, nothing of that sort. You don't see that on TV, on your phone, on radio, nothing. I don't know where they went, but they used to be pretty popular around. But when we think about the prayer, when we think about prayer, have you recognized the Spirit in you? I have, because there was a time or two when I got ready to say something and I didn't say it. I'm thinking, thank you, Lord, for the Spirit, because I didn't say what I was going to say. There been a time or two when you wanted to be nasty about something and you decided you didn't want to do that. It wasn't you that changed your mind. It wasn't you who decided not to say nothing. It was if you're a churchgoer, if you're in the body of Christ, that was the Spirit moving in you, letting you know that you ought not do that, because it's in you. And so it strengthens our faith. And because we are dependent upon God, Philippians 4, verses 6 through number 7. And the scriptures are full of prayers where it has changed people's lives. A prayer in Psalm 51, a man after, the Bible says, David, a man after God's own heart. David had godly sorrow, and of course, then God restored him back to his, as we would say, most needed and wanted him. And true humility will change my heart and my actions, according to Romans chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. I go from rebellion against God to obeying His word, or to obeying Him. And there's been many, many times that I've noticed the Spirit moving in me, that I don't speak out so fast, and I sort of counsel my own self before I say what I'm going to say. It's got to be the Spirit, because I ain't got enough sense to do it on my own. A prayer for spiritual growth. That's what we ought to be. You've been in church for 55 years, and you're no stronger spiritually, mentally, nothing. Something's going on. We'd be concerned about a child 40 years old and hadn't grown not one bit or whatever. We'd sure be concerned about him. And I'm just wondering why we're not more concerned about members of the church who have over 40-some years have not grown. Why do we still have the same kind of conflicts in our congregation? Why are we not growing like we did back in the 50s and the 60s? Back in the 50s and 60s, we used to be the fastest growing congregation in the entire world, or at least in the United States. But we can't say that no more. Now we're probably the fastest declining churches in the United States. Why? It's because Christ is not in us. We're just in the church. When we go to church, we don't look for God. We don't look for spiritual things. We don't look to be healed by God. We don't look for the Spirit to be moving in our lives when we go to church today. Most of us go just like we do. I was telling somebody the other day that when you go on a vacation, and if you take a cat with you, if you got an animal that you take with you, and you take a cat with you, you go that you might see the scenery, and you want to see all the monuments and things like that. But if you take a cat with you, all he wants to see is a rat. He'd be looking for a rat all the time that he's over there. Some people are like that when they go to church. They don't go to church that they look for the Spirit of God, or look for Christ, or look for something that can cause that day to be better, or that they can be a blessing to somebody else. They're always looking, always up to something and looking for something. But after all of this time in the church, when are you going to finally let the Spirit move in you? And where you can grow in knowledge, and then where you can walk with God, and where you can bear some fruit while you're in there, so that you can be strengthened, so that you can be more patient, so that you can be long-suffering, so that you can have that joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy today. Quit procrastinating. Quit putting things off. Quit letting everybody else in your life run your life. Quit trying to adapt your daily schedule to somebody else's life. Do something for yourself. Put everybody else on hold. Why? It's because they're gonna find somebody else anyway. That's how Uber and Lyft got so popular. It's because people stopped hauling people around all day long, waiting, sitting out in the parking lot, waiting for you for about 4 or 5 hours to do what you're gonna do. Get on with your life some kind of way. Start to be healthy yourself. Be healthy yourself. That is not selfish. That is part of God's plan, that you take care of yourself. And so don't let nobody steal your joy today. Father, thank you for this avenue of prayer, that you even opened up the door, that we can say good morning to you, and that we can give you the honor and we can give you the glory. As we pray, not only keep praying for things, but pray for strength, pray for patience, pray for long-suffering, pray for joy, and most of all, pray that we don't keep procrastinating, that our lives turn into a mess, and everybody else's life is in a mess also. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super-duper week.